Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om. Nidhaya Hrudi Vishvesham. విధాయ గురువందనం బాలానాం సుఖబోధాయ క్రియతే తర్క సంగ్రహ. సో ఆఫ్టర్ గుణ వి కమ్ టు కర్మ, ద్రవ్య అగైన్. సో ద్రవ్య అగైన్ కర్మ, చలనాత్మకం కర్మ. ఊర్ధ్వదే సంయోగ హేతు ఉత్క్షేపణం, అధోదే సంయోగ హేతు అపక్షేపణం, శరీర సన్నికృష్ట సంయోగ హేతురాకుంజనం, శరీర విప్రకృష్ట సంయోగ హేతు ప్రసారణం, అన్యత్ సర్వం గమనం. చలనాత్మకం కర్మ. వాట్ ఇస్ కర్మ? కర్మ ఇస్ దట్ వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ సమ్ మూమెంట్. సో దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ మూమెంట్ ఇస్ కర్మ. Now, in karma also, though karma, everything that has a movement, that moves, is a karma, the karma also differs in five different types. One is ukshepana, apakshepana, akunchana, prasarana and gamana. These are the five types. The first, ukshepana, is urdhva desha sanyoga hetuhu. Hetuhu, the reason, sanyoga for the, for gaining the relationship. What kind of attachment, what kind of relationship are we talking about? Desha Sanyoga, a relationship with a place, with a situation. And what kind of place? Urdhva Desha, by giving up the relationship, the attachment to the previous state and gaining attachment to the higher state is called Utkshepana. When you throw the ball, it gives up the attachment to the area below and it gains another height. It gains attachment to the higher area. So that is called as Utkshepana, going, traveling above. Apakshepana, again the same way, it is in reverse order, traveling below, towards you from top. This is from bottom to top and that is from top to bottom. And ఆ శరీర సన్నికృష్ట సంయోగ హేతు ఆకుంచనం. ఆకుంచనం ఇస్ ది థర్డ్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ, వేర్ ది వాట్ ఎవర్ మూవ్స్ దట్ కమ్స్ టువర్డ్స్ యువర్ బాడీ. శరీర సన్నికృష్ట, దట్ విచ్ కమ్స్ క్లోజర్ టు ది బాడీ ఇస్ ఆకుంచనం. శరీర విప్రకృష్ట సంయోగ హేతు ప్రసారణం. శరీర విప్రకృష్ట, దట్ విచ్ గోస్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ బాడీ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రసారణం. దట్ విచ్ మూవ్స్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ది మూమెంట్ దట్ విచ్ మూవ్స్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ది బాడీ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రసారణం. ది అదర్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ గమనం. వి ఆల్రెడీ డిస్కస్ దిస్ వెన్ ఐ వాస్ ఇంట్రొడ్యూసింగ్ యూ టు కర్మ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. సో ఫ్రమ్ లెఫ్ట్ టాప్ టు రైట్ కార్నర్ బాటమ్, ఆర్ రైట్ టాప్ టు లెఫ్ట్ కార్నర్ బాటమ్, ఆర్ అదర్వైజ్. So these things can also, or from left to right, from right to left, these also can be included. See, everything is gamana. Normally everything is gamana. Karma is gamana, movement. Then if karma is just movement, then top to bottom and bottom to top is also movement. Then why do you have to expand this in five different ways? Why do you have to differentiate it? If you say, they say, it is for the buddhi vikasartham, to make the thinking capacity more for the students, for the disciples, for them to understand things in a different way. We are teaching this, they say. Then why do you stop it in this? They say, no, this is enough. If he gains this much knowledge, he will gain the other knowledge also. He will know how to think properly. So he will be able to decipher left to right, right to left, etc. So there is no. So these are the five different ways you can see. నియమక్రమ నిత్యం ఏకం, నిత్యం ఏకం అనేకాత్ అనేకానుగతం సామాన్యం ద్రవ్యగుణ కర్మ వృత్తి తత్ ద్విధం పర అపర భేదాత్ పరం సత్తా అపరం ద్రవ్యత్వాది. సో సామాన్యం కర్మ సామాన్య విశేష సమవాయ అభావ సత్త పదార్థాః. సో సామాన్యం, నెక్స్ట్ సామాన్యం, ఆఫ్టర్ కర్మ సామాన్య The seventh, third, fourth padartha is samanya. Nityam. With samanya is that which is eternal, always present at all three points of time. Ekanu, ekam. And it is not dual. It is non-dual. One. Aneka anugatam. But which exists in many things. It is one eternal thing which exists in many things. That is called samanyam. And where does it exist? It exists in dravya, guna and karma. It has existence in dravya, guna and karma. Tadvidham. And that kind of samanya is of two types. Samanya is of two types. One is parasamanya and other is aparasamanya. And param is existence. Aparam is in dravyatvadi. In dravya etc. it exists. Nitya dravya vrittiyo vyavartakaha visheshaha. Nitya dravya vrittiyaha. That which exists in nitya dravya, the paramanu etc. That vyavartakaha and existing in it, it differentiate others from itself. That existing in the nitya dravya and which differentiates this from the other, is called visheshaha, speciality. Saman is general, common. Vishesha is special. So what is special? Pot has potness. What is that potness? Potness is that which differentiate cot, cotness, cloth, clothness, etc. from pot and potness. Therefore that is called vishesha. Nitya sammandham samavayaha and samavaya, vishesha samavaya abhavaha saptapadarthaha visa. So what is samavaya? Samavaya nitya sammandha samavaya. We already saw samavaya is that relationship which is eternal, which is not separable. That inseparable eternal relationship is called samavaya. Like from with guna and guni, that which has guna. Dravya and guna, etc. Like shabda gunakam akasham visa. Space has that quality of sound. So that quality sound, that attribute sound and space are non-separable. So that is in the relationship of samavaya. That is why it is inseparable. Ayuta siddha vruttihi yayor dvayor madhye ekam avinashyate tat avastha avastham apara ashratam eva avatishtate tau ayuta siddhau yatha aveva avinau guna guninau kriya kriya vantau jyati vikti vishesha nitya dravye. So that in which when whatever exists, if one is destroyed, the other also automatically gets destroyed. It's called Aito Siddhi. So, like they say, Ghata tad rupayor madhye rupam avinashyate sat ghata ashritam yev avatishtate evam ghatattvam avinashyate tat ghata ashritam yev avatishtate tau Aito Siddhau tad yayor tad rupayor ghata tad rupayor the pot and its form. Potness, the pot and its form, when the pot does exist, it exists only, the form of the pot exists only on the pot, and the pot exists only in its form. So that which is inseparable is called, this kind of relationship is called Aita Siddhi. And yatha avayava avayivinau, avayava, the limbs, the parts, and that which holds the limbs or part is called avayavi. Guna gunino, guna attribute, and that which has guna is called guni. Kriya kriya vantau, kriya is karma, and that which has kriya is called kriyavantam. Jati vyakti, jati is that which is the group, and vyakti is singular. Jati is a species, and in that species one thing is called element, one entity is called vyakti. Vishesha nitya dravye chaiti. Vishesha and nitya dravya. In vishesha and the nitya dravya, the vishesha and nitya dravya, we already said nitya dravya vrittiyo vyavartaka vishesha. Vitya vishesha and nitya dravya, they are in relationship, samaya relationship only, because that is how it is able to differentiate itself from others. అనాది శాంత ప్రాగభావ. సో నౌ నెక్స్ట్ వీ కమ్ టు సమవాయ అభావ సప్త పదార్థ. అభావ ఇస్ ది సెవెంత్ పదార్థ. వాట్ ఇస్ అభావ? అబ్సెన్స్. వాట్ ఇస్ అబ్సెన్స్? అనాది శాంత ప్రాగభావ ఉత్పత్తే పూర్వం కార్యస్య. ఫస్ట్ అండ్ అభావ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ఫోర్ టైప్స్: ప్రాగభావ, ప్రధ్వంసభావ, అత్యంత భావ, అన్యోన్యభావ చేతి. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ వి సా వెన్ వి ఇంట్రొడ్యూస్ అభావ. నౌ వి ఆర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ఈచ్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్. వాట్ ఇస్ ప్రాగభావ? ప్రాగభావ ఇస్ అనాది, ఎటర్నల్, దట్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ అ బిగినింగ్. And Santah, that which has an end, that which does not have a beginning and that which has an end is called Prag Abhava. Abhava, absence. Prag, before absence. Before the creation, the absence of that which is created is called Prag Abhava. Utpattehe Purvam Karyasya. Before the Karya, the effect comes into existence, whatever absence of that karya we are talking about is called prag abhava. Pot is created. Before the creation of pot, the absence of that pot existed. That absence of pot which we are talking about is called prag abhava. And when did this absence start? There is no start for this anadi. Na adir asya vidyate iti anadi, for which there is no beginning, that is called anadi. And when will it end? Once the karya, once the pot is created, the absence of pot ends. So it has an end. Though it does not have a beginning, it definitely has an end. This is called prag abhava. And the next is pradvamsa abhava. సాధినంతఃప్రధ్వంసః ఉత్పత్త్యనంతరం కార్యస్య. సో సాధిహి, దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ అ బిగినింగ్ అండ్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎండ్లెస్. దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ అ బిగినింగ్ అండ్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎండ్లెస్. ప్రాగభావ ఇస్ దట్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ బిగినింగ్, దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ అన్ ఎండ్. ప్రధ్వంసభావ ఇస్ దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ అ బిగినింగ్, దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎండ్లెస్. The opposite of Pragabhava is Pradvamsabhava. Therefore, the Pragabhava is before the creation of pot. Pradvamsabhava happens after the destruction of pot. Once you destroy whatever you created, that karya, that pot is destroyed. From that second, the Pradvamsabhava of that pot, later absence or after the creation starts from that point of the destruction. So it has a start. And when will it end? Once you have destroyed a pot, you cannot re-destroy it. No, I can make it till, I can break the pot till it becomes powder. No, you cannot break the pot till it becomes powder. There is a pot, you use a stick, you break it, over. The pot is broken. Now whatever you have is kapala or pieces. It cannot be called pot. It is piece of that which was pot. You can break the pieces, not the pot. And that piece also you cannot break it again. Because you see, that is how they apply the logic. Abhava, for the abhava, for the absence, for that which you have destroyed, if you bring it another abhava, now I say pot's absence. Absence of pot, I will call. Now, I say there is this absence of pot on this table. What do you understand? The pot does not exist. That is your knowledge. Now, I say there is the absence of pot. What does that mean? There is a presence of pot. This will be the complication. So, the Nayayikas, they don't accept the Abhavasya Abhava to be Bhava. Because previously, when the logic school, it was being improved, at that point, they were accepting Abhavasya Abhava to be Bhava. Absence to be presence, not always. Not always it is the situation. Absence is definitely not presence. It's absence of something. That's all. So, utpatti anantaram. After the creation of pot, when the pot is destroyed, from that point the destruction absence, the destructive absence starts, and it is limitless, it is endless, it is on and on until the creation ends, it lives. Then the third is atyanta abhavaha traikalika samsarga avachinna pratiyogataka atyanta abhavaha traikalika samsarga avachinna pratiyogataka atyanta bhava. Atyanta bhava, what is atyanta bhava? Eternal absence. No, he is using a typical nayayika bhasha language. Traikalika, all the three periods of time. Samsarga avachinna, related. Samsarga avachinna means in relationship, endowed with the relationship of the three points of time. Avachinna pratiyogitakaha. Pratiyogi is for which we are talking about the absence. That absence is atyanta bhava. Pratiyogi takaha. Pratiyogi yasya bhavaha. Pot's absence, if we are talking the absence of pot, endowed with the, an absence is endowed with the three, which is related with all the three points of time. That absence which is related with all the three points of time is atyanta bhava. Traikalika pratiyogaha atyanta bhavaha. Simple they could have said. Traikalika pratiyogaha. Pratiyogitvam. Traikalika pratiyogitvam. All the three points of time, it becomes the pratiyogi. Samsarga avachinna. They bring in another term. Samsarga avachinna. Why? Because bheda also. Bheda. Anyonya bhava is also there in all the three points of time. Pot is not in cot in all three points of time. Cot is not in pot in all the three points of time. Therefore, with this relationship, they say, atyanta abhavaha. And the final abhava is anyonya abhavaha. Tadatmya sambandhava chinna pratiyogatakaha anyonya bhavaha yatha ghatapatoni iti. Tadatmya sambandha. Tadatmya means tadatmane bhava tadatmya. Meaning that which is in the same relationship, in the same existence, in the same ness, N-E-S-S-ness, which has the same ness. So that is tadatmya. Tadatmya sambandha avachinna. Whatever you are talking about, in that the pratiyogi exists in that. Meaning the absence of what you are talking about, potnesses, absence exists and which is inseparable in cot, in cloth. Potnesses, absence exists in cloth. This is also in all three points of time. But in tadatmya relationship, there is a relationship here, tadatmya relationship. That is the difference. So, yatha ghataha pato niti, pot will never become caught. Pot has potness, cloth has clothness. The pot does not have clothness at all three points of time. That is called anyonya bhava, that which does not exist in all three points of time in one thing, the other absence is existing in the another thing, that is called anyonya bhava. Sarvesham padarthanam yathayatham ukteshu antarbhava satteva padarthaha iti siddham. So this is how he started. He said sapta padarthaha, there are only seven padarthas. Categories can be only, the whole world can be categorized only in seven ways. So, since all that which we have discussed can be brought in these seven categories, brought inside these seven categories, there is only seven category. This is proven. There is nothing more than seven. You cannot have an eighth category which is unknown or eighth category which is accepted by others. There are only seven categories. And if in this seven category you are able to categorize the world, that is what is your mukta, mukti. So, the Tika comes here, the end. So, here he says, Atma Sharir Indriyartha Buddhi Manah Pravrti Dosha Pretya Bhava Fala Dukha Apavargastu Prameyam. The Dvadasha Vidha Prameyam. He says 12 types of Prameya. The things which you have to understand. Atma Dravya is Atma Sharir Indriyanam. That Atma Sharir Indriyanam, it is said. Atma Sharir Indriya. So that is a Dravya. That exists only in Dravya. Gandha, Rupa, Rasa, Sparsha, Guna, all Gandha, Rupa, Sparsha, etc. exists in the Guna. Buddhi, you can put it in Guna, and Manas, you can put it in Dravya. Dharma, Dharma, also in Guna. And Dosha, also in Guna. Raga, also in Guna. So, Moha, what is Moha? He says, Pravrti, Dosha, Pretya Bhava. So, Moha, the illusion, what is that the delusion which you have, that is the wrong knowledge which you have. Sharidadu Atmatva Brahmaha. Body, etc., in body, etc., you think the body, etc., to be Atma. And Pretya Bhava, which he said, is death. Death is Pretya Bhava. Phalam, the result is experience of the world. And apavarga, apavar dukkha, apavargastu prameyam dukkha. Apavarga is moksha. Na pavarga isya vidyate iti apavarga. Pavarga, where pavarga does not exist, is apavarga. Pavarga is varga for any. Pa, cha, ta, when you say ka, varga, pa, varga, cha, varga, etc. It includes all the kakha, gagana, like that. So, pavarga means pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. Where the pavarga does not exist. Pa is see, for each letter you have a meaning. Pa is papa. Where there does not exist any sin. Papa. Pha is phala. Where there is no phala, result. Experience of any result. Bhoga. Ba is bandha. Where there is no bondage. Bha. Where there is any bhoga. Ma. Where there is no death. Marana. Pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. Where there is no relationship to any of these pavarga, that is called moksha. No relationship with papa or punya, phala, results, bandha, bondage, samsara, bhoga, bha, bhoga, the experiences of the world, marana, death. Where there is nothing of this type, that is called moksha. So, with that we come to the mula, end of the mula. Kanada nyayamatayor bala vyutpatti siddhaye annam battena vidusha rachitastarka sangraha. So, in the end again, he finishes it with this mangalacharana. Mangalacharana in the beginning, Mangalacharana in the end, and Mangalacharana in the middle. It is good for the text. So, since the text is finished, as whatever he wanted, in whatever way he wanted, now he writes the result. This is why I wrote Kanada, Nyaya, Matayor. Kanada and Nyaya Siddhanta, both Siddhanta, Bala Vyutpatti Siddhaye. See, Kanada Nyaya Matayor. Kanada Vaisheshika. Nyaya Gautama. He didn't say Gautama. Kanada Nyaya Matayor, he says. So, Kanada's Vaisheshika and Gautama's Nyaya, of these two Siddhanta, of these two philosophies, for these two philosophies, Bala Vyutpatti Siddhaye, for them, for these two philosophies to be understood by the Bala, by the kids. Who are the kids? We already saw. One who has not studied the the philosophy of logic and one who knows the other things, Sanskrit, etc. He is Bala. For him, Vyutpatti Siddhaye, for him to understand this philosophy, Annam Bhattena Vidusha, this knowledgeable person called Annam Bhatta, me, Rachita Tarka Sangraha, this Tarka Sangraha is written. This Tarka Sangraha is written by me, who is a intelligent, knowledgeable person. In both the Kannada Nyaya Siddhanta. Iti Srimad Shri Maha Maha Upadhyaya Annam Bhatta Virachita Tarka Sangraha Samaptaha. So, now we come to this end of this Tarka Sangraha. They also have accept the Shruti, therefore Shrotavya Atmavare, Shrotavya Drashtavya, Shrotavya Mantavani, Didyastavya, these kind of Shruti, they also accept. We'll see all that when you see the Tika. We'll see the Tika next. Parakritya. We'll see Om. Purna Rath, Purna Gam, Purna Ath, Purna Madhachate, Purna Sya, Purna Madhaya, Purna Meva Vishyate. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.